From the News Center, a news focus.
As Bucknell University works to maintain its students' mental health, there are two student-run groups that are active in raising awareness. One of them is Active Minds. Co-president Joe Roffer says the group was started by a woman who lost her brother to suicide when she was studying at Penn State. There are now chapters on campuses around the country.
The goal is to raise mental health awareness, kind of with a focus on young adults, and also reduce some of the stigmas around mental health.
As for the BU chapter,
we have a similar focus. The thing I keep telling people is that, like, our goal is to just make a 1% impact, because in my mind, that's a win.
So they work to reduce stigmas and raise awareness, not to mention
holding stress reducer things. So maybe we'll bring the therapy dogs with us and just hand out free cookies, or we'll do events where we make different posters with, like, encouraging messages and hang them around campus. Mental health struggles are going through the roof. So we said, like, if you want us to come speak to your classroom or speak to your faculty, we'd be happy to about, like, what they can do. Get the message out that people aren't alone in their struggles and that it's okay to not be okay.
Joe himself was dealing with depression and anxiety when he came to Bucknell and found an inactive Active Minds chapter.
There was a lot of personal stuff that was going on that pretty much just, like, crushed me. And I was struggling a lot with mental health. I was really lonely, you know, severe depression, anxiety, all that stuff.
The Active Minds chapter is now as active as its name. And Joe Roffer is working to help others. A final thought?
Mental health is like physical health. So, you know, you eat your fruits and veggies and take your vitamins to stay healthy. It's the same with mental health. You know, you should find something that works for you. And it's all also, like, interconnected. You know, if you have good physical health, your mental health will be good, and vice versa. And that goes for emotional health, spiritual health.
Next week at this time, we'll learn about the other group working on mental health at Bucknell. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.